This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
It's kind of tough to listen to.
What is?
Just that music you're playing.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. We wanted to get a preview. I realize the Grammys aren't until when, Janice? Tomorrow night? Doug, when is that?
No, the Grammys tomorrow night. Not that music stopped right. It was funny because I was sitting here thinking to myself, why are you playing that? And
well, it's bumper music.
But the problem, Phil, that we're talking about and the problem...
Well, let me introduce you first, all right?
All right, I'm sorry.
This is Doug Danger. Doug is with the Orange County Courier. He is their entertainment and music writer. The Grammys are tomorrow night. Not that we're going to get too heavy into that, but it's just kind of a preview look at the Grammys, and I wanted to talk to Doug.
Well, just to continue the thought that I had before we went on the air, the Grammys are going to be tough to cover because music, Phil, since 9/11 is irrelevant. People are not really listening or buying music as much as they used to. What is really happening now and what's been in vogue since 9/11 is conversation, talk. Just talking, having a conversation, interacting, pondering, a simple act of ordering a white wine or a salad and discussing with your friends the issues that have become so prominent. That's what people want to do more than anything. And my column in the Orange County Courier tomorrow morning on the morning of the Grammys, I'm going to rip the lid off the fact that people don't want to listen to music. They want to talk. They want to order lunch and talk some more. That's what it's about because there's so many serious things. Now I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You say you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and I know you belong to an organization called Saddle Up. What is that?
Saddle Up is an organization of gay journalists who have banded together to sort of lend our ability as journalists to really reporting the news as it is and not giving it this coloration that the straight heterosexual media gives it. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I am on the social edge of things. I'm not afraid to report things as they're changing. People are not listening to music. People don't want to hear music, and the Grammys will have the lowest ratings in the history of the Grammys tomorrow night because music is just simply irrelevant. And we can go all the way back to the tribute to the heroes that we saw right after 9/11, which was the show that had...
That was the one that had Billy Joel and...
Billy Joel and all the movie stars that were answering phones. You could tell as soon as Bon Jovi came on, the phone stopped ringing. As soon as Billy Joel came on, the phone stopped ringing. As soon as Tom Petty, Eddie Vedder, Neil Young, people just left their television sets. Then when they had the announcements and they showed the movie stars answering the phones and handing the phones back and forth to each other, I'd like to talk to Al Pacino, then everybody was watching. That was the most compelling thing for me. But what I'm trying to say to you is, this is going to be embarrassing for the music business, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And these are
let's talk a little bit. You've mentioned being a gay man and a gay journalist. Does this? And you said because you're a gay man and a gay journalist, you know.
Look, I don't want to focus on my sexuality or my sexual orientation, Bill, because I think it invites homophobia, which you're focusing a little bit on it.
Well, you brought up the fact that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
I am a gay man and a gay journalist. But what's that got to do with anything?
Well, you're the one who said that it gives you the ability.
Look, I don't want to get so far into this that it starts to get home. I'll give you an example. I went into the Viper Room in Hollywood. This is two weekends ago with two members of Saddle Up. And the band was playing. Now, you go into that club, everybody is trying to talk. Nobody's listening to the music, but there's a band playing. So I went over to the manager and I said, tell that band to stop playing. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I recognize that most people just want to have a conversation and have a white wine. He refused to do it. So we went back in to the main area. We started pulling the plugs out of the wall and the amp. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as such, a lot of times I'll act in ways that straight people simply don't have the courage to.
Well, I think that's unfair.
Would you have done it?
Would I have done what?
Would you have gone up there and unplugged those amps and just basically said, your music is terrible, you're irritating everybody, turn your band amps off, get out of here so that we can sit down and have a white wine? Would you have done it?
I probably would not have done it.
That's because, Phil, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have the courage to go up and tell somebody your band stinks, your music's irrelevant, and all these people in this club would like to have a conversation.
Well, certainly not every club in America.
Well, I think most of them, yeah.
every club in America that's playing music, most of the people want to talk.
I think since 9/11 that's the case. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm helping that club owner save his business. The Grammys are going to have the worst TV ratings in history. You want to know why? Because these new artists don't last. Where's Culture Club? Where's Men at Work? Where's DeBarge? Where's Bruce Hornsby and the Range? Where's Hootie and his Blowfish? They're blowing. That's what they're doing.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know that you have the right, and I do know that Saddle Up is planning some action for the forthcoming weekends.
Well, our slogan is Pogawatt, which is pour a glass of white wine and talk. And that's what we're saying. Turn down the megawatt and pogawatt. Music's meaningless. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can say that because others don't have the courage to say that. And today's bands are just not, simply not getting it done. Since 9/11, it is a luxury, not a necessity. And every minute you spend sitting on your ass listening to music and not talking about terrorists, you could get people killed.
That's the part that I saw in the brochure on Saddle Up and its agenda. I think that's very wrong to say if I'm listening to music, I'm putting people in jeopardy.
Why aren't you talking about the issues? Why aren't you talking about how we can get terrorists?
I do talk about that.
Then why are you listening to music? Every minute you spend listening to irrelevant, meaningless music that nobody's buying or listening to anyway, every minute you spend doing that, you spend away from talking about the terrorists and caves and bin Laden and everything like that, someone's going to die. You go to record stores now, it's like a ghost town. Nobody cares about music. Nobody's buying music. We are simply trying to get the message now to the music industry. Unplug your amps, take your guitar, shove it in your trunk, get out of here. And why is it because I'm a gay man, I'm the only one that...
Okay, you keep talking with the gay man and the gay journalist. I haven't heard anybody say that music is completely irrelevant until you came on my program.
I think it's something that is shared by a lot of people. Saddle Up is simply an organization with the balls enough to go into a club and unplug the amps.
All right. I got to tell you something, Doug.
Well, you can laugh if you want, but we're the only ones who got the balls to do it.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with a group of gay journalists called Saddle Up. They're going to go into clubs across the country?
Right now we're concentrating on Southern California and the Seattle area, but eventually, yeah.
They're gay men and gay journalists who are going into into music clubs and unplugging the amps of the bands because music is irrelevant. And you're doing this why again?
I'm doing...
No, but you're saying that the only gay guys are doing it. Why?
I didn't say gay. I said gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. I'm not a gay guy. I'm a gay...
Okay, why are you guys doing it?
Because we're the only ones who have the courage to... And we're not afraid to say that things have changed. Tomorrow night, when Moesha gets a higher rating than the Grammy Awards, what are you going to say?
Tomorrow night, when Moesha gets a higher rating than the Grammy Awards, I guess I'll say you were right.
Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Tomorrow night, Moesha, a real shop-worn, tarnished, unfunny sitcom on the WB is going to get a higher number than the Grammys. What a disgrace. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm the only one.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Did you get this stuff in the mail from Saddle Up? As gay men and gay journalists, we're the only ones with the guts to say music is irrelevant, and we're unplugging it starting this weekend. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is with us. He is from the Orange County Courier. He's the entertainment writer. He's also a member of Saddle Up, a group of gay men and gay journalists. You want to tell me about the chair throwing incident at that church in Orange?
That was the choir. We had told the choir to shut down.
That was a boys' choir of 12 and 13 year old boys, and apparently there was a melee of chair throwing.
We had asked the priest, who was the head of this choir, I think it was, there was actually a layperson in the head of the choir, and we had said, shut it down. We gave them 10 minutes, we walked back in, they were still singing, and that's when somebody threw a chair, I don't know who did.
How old are you guys?
Phil, don't go. Don't even go there, all right? Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I.
You keep telling me you're gay, but you're shutting the music down because you say it's irrelevant. And the fact is,
only gay men, Phil, are qualified to have the courage to say that music is irrelevant. Linkin Park, just a bunch of bothersome kids. Britney Spears, she's only interested in having that tired fringe of the gay movement known as the drag queen. Alicia Keys, just another sad black woman singing the blues. I'll tell you right now, and J-Lo's done. Lifehouse, a bunch of unemployed Californians from the defense industry. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And only Saddle Up, the gay men and the gay journalists have had the guts to say this.
And busting chairs over the heads of boys choir members.
Music is irrelevant. Why they keep singing when we told them to stop? That's all I'm saying.
1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Ann.
What I want to know is from this guy.
Because as a gay man and a gay journalist.
Hold on. I got a caller on the line. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay. What I want to know is, what does being gay have to do to, about listening to music?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question. I'm glad you asked the question. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've been in the closet, and so I've seen what it's like to be in the closet, and so I've kept my perception sharp, and I can see things that you can't see.
I don't really care whether you're gay or not.
But
I'm
a gay man and a gay journalist. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and my perception is such that I have the courage to change things that need to be changed.
And I've got a little advice for you. Don't go to clubs. Don't go to churches.
No, people are going to clubs because they want to have a nice conversation.
No, they go to clubs because they want to hear the music, and they want to dance, and they want to forget about
the
problem.
Then how come only 30% of the people in the club are ever dancing? Yeah,
no,
I don't know the answer to that
one. People are shy.
The reason why there's only 30% of the people in the club dancing, Ann, is because only 30% of the people in the club want to hear the lousy music that they're playing.
I don't believe that. Don't go to the club, then. Stay out of there.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
The bands need to stay out of the clubs, Ann, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it as gay men and as gay journalists.
Yeah, but a club is for dancing.
And Ann, I tell you what. When you go into a club again, you'll see what I'm talking about. I don't know how many clubs there are where you live. We gay men are as much more astute.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Look,
gay has not. You shouldn't bring that up. Nobody cares.
Well, maybe you don't, but we do in Saddle Up. Saddle Up cares.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Look, Phil. We as gay men are much more astute to the trends of today, and the trends say, put a rag in the mouth of that soprano and let's move on and let's get some things done. Let's start talking about what happened at 9/11, and let's quit frittering our time away sitting in front of a CD player, heaving a deep sigh in front of the MP3 and sitting there and scratching our temples and saying, when we hear the music of, Cheryl Osborne or Joan Crow. I don't know what the hell.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
Saddle Up is simply pulling the amps.
No, I know the Saddle Ups. Look, you guys can run around and pull out the plugs from the amps, but when you attacked a boys choir, when they were getting ready for a festival...
Don't you understand that, in other words, they were singing?
Yeah, they were singing music. It was a religious thing.
They came after us first with the chairs. I know that.
Well, somebody came after somebody with a chair. Apparently, two priests got chairs smashed over their head. The lady choir director was taken to the hospital with a broken jaw. Two of the kids in the choir were thrown from the choir loft.
Those were two members of Saddle Up.
What, are you guys the JDL, or are you members of a journalist organization?
Phil, the whole point of Saddle Up is so we can have a nice beet salad, drink some white wine, and not have to listen to Alicia DeBarge.
Who's Alicia DeBarge?
I mean, I'm sorry, Alicia Keys.
1-800-449-8686. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
Hi, I'd like to direct my comments to the guy on the other end. Mr. Danger or
my
whatever.
My name's Doug Danger, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in you. I mean, first of all, you're only dwelling on the fact that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. That's your agenda. The second thing
is... That's what makes me have the courage to go out and unplug the amps.
But let me finish. The second thing
if I wasn't gay, I wouldn't have the guts
to
do that.
You disrupted boys' choir. I mean, you want peaceful demonstrations and stop terrorism. You're terrorizing boys.
No, we asked
with
them
what
to
you're
stop,
doing.
We asked them to stop singing. Since 9/11, music is entirely irrelevant. Now, that includes
music
boys' choir.
Not entirely irrelevant.
That includes
Read your
some,
Mr. Danger, music. music is the heart of the soul. It's
Kim,
the most beautiful
Kim, that,
thing
that,
that, you
that
can
whole,
ask for.
That whole Von Trapp, you know, family thing, that whole let's go to the Austrian slap dance festival, that's done.
I'm sorry. If you want to talk about Paris, you don't need to go hard into it.
Say that again, Kim. Your phone broke up. Say that again. All right, well, hold on for a minute, kid. We're losing you. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Shane. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Shane.
Yeah, I want to. This guy is coming on the air, and he's saying all this stuff about being gay and all that.
I'm a gay man, a gay journalist.
Yeah, how does being gay, a gay man, a gay journalist, have anything to do with attacking a boys' choir or anything like that?
Well, what we're saying is, as gay men and as gay journalists, we're the ones with the courage to say that music today, I'm sure you'd agree, Linkin Park has got nothing to say. Right? Hello?
Are you there? Shane, are you there? Are you talking? Hey, Shane.
Yeah.
All right, tell whoever's in the room to shut up. You're talking to us now, okay?
Shut up. He's talking to me.
All right, go ahead.
But this guy comes and he says that it takes a gay man to go into a club and turn the music off.
That's right. It only takes a gay man to go to a club and unplug the amp.
No, that's what the clubs are for.
No, the clubs are there for people. People want to have conversation and a salad.
At a dance club.
Well, how do you know it's a dance club? How do you know it's not just a place where people want to go and talk? Well, there's also talking there.
Yeah, but there's also separate rooms for that.
No, the people are sitting there having a conversation, and they can't have a conversation because there's some ass on stage playing his music, which is bad, and I'm trying to have a salad.
Then how come you don't go to a cafe or something and have your salad?
Better question. How come the guy with the band doesn't just go out into a park or a ditch someplace and play there?
Because
wait a minute.
He was invited there.
He was invited there? Wasn't I invited there to sit down and have a salad?
Yeah, but
what do you mean sit down and have a salad? I mean, I don't understand that.
People today, since 9/11, want to solve the problems of the world. We don't have time to sit there and listen to Linkin Park grab their crotch and sing about how their parents won't let them huff Glade. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. You know, get out of here. What band are you in?
All right.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Nobody cares you're gay.
Hey, you know something? What are you talking about? Are you homophobic?
No.
You hate gays.
Doesn't mean that he hates gays because he doesn't want you to bring up being homophobic.
It just means...
All right. Thanks, Shane.
Shane,
yeah.
You need to practice talking more, and that'll help you. No music will help.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Linda, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to make a comment, please.
Right ahead, ma'am.
You know, as someone who works all day long at a children's hospital taking care of sick children...
I don't care about
your gay... You know, you've said that 100 times, but what I'm telling you is all day long, going through the bomb threats at our hospital after 9/11...
Exactly.
At the drive home... I want to forget about that, and listening to music is a very good way to, for the hour home, to unwind and just not have to think about the terror going around me all day long.
Wouldn't you also like to unwind listening to other people try to solve these problems by talking about...
Yeah, but that's all we listen to all day. That's all you talk about. That's all the news radio talks about. That's all the news talks about.
You have to, Linda, because if we don't talk about it, then you'll be sitting there listening to the new Britney Spears CD, and your building will blow up.
Yeah, but you're assuming that we're listening to the Britney Spears CD. That's not what's going on.
Music doesn't
it's calming music for the drive home because all day long...
It also lobotomizes you. It calms you down so much that even if like Miami burned to the ground, you wouldn't care. You'd just be like, oh, this is awesome. I'm listening to the new John Cicada CD.
But I've been driving home for listening to you talk about being a gay man and a gay journalist. You've made no other point.
No,
and
I have.
Who gives you the right to go into a church and tell a boys' choir that they can't sing? Don't go to that church if you don't want to listen to
Music is irrelevant right now. It's what I'm trying to say.
That's a church.
Irrelevant
that's
to who? Irrelevant to who?
Irrelevant
to the gay man?
As a gay man and a gay journalist, I know.
Well, not to the rest of the world.
And
not
so
to
you
the
start,
rest of the country.
So you start busting chairs over the head of a choir director.
She made a threatening move to me.
So you're busting chairs over the head of a choir director and throwing boys' choir members, you know.
She was doing that thing with a stick, pretending like she was gay, making fun of me and calling me a fag.
Who's calling you a fag?
Didn't you just do that?
No, she did not.
I didn't call you a fag. I said being
gay
and being...
I believe you did.
Now, hold on, Linda. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Doug Dangar of the Orange County Courier is with us. He'll be covering the Grammys tomorrow night and then writing that the Grammys and music in general is irrelevant, completely irrelevant. Nobody wants to hear music since 9/11. And you say this first dawned on you when you were at a club in Orange County one night?
I was at a club in Orange County. I'm not going to give the name if you don't want me to.
I'd rather you not.
But I was talking with a friend of mine about the recent events in Afghanistan and the gay community in Kabul and how they were dealing with the change of government there. And the band on stage wouldn't shut up. They just kept playing louder and louder. And I yelled to them to shut up. I went up to the lead singer and I told him, turn it off now. And this guy, and you got to hand it to some people, he had the guts to ignore me. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I belong to Saddle Up, which is an organization of gay men and gay journalists who are dedicated to proving once and for all how irrelevant and dull music is. So it was at that moment that I decided to bring this to the officers of Saddle Up and say, we've got to do something. We've got to unplug some amps. So we'll be out unplugging amps. You don't like it. We got 50 really pissed off gay men and gay journalists.
You didn't mention that the guy that you told to turn his band off was Russell Crowe.
That 30-odd foot of grunt. Boy, what a lousy band he's got.
Russell Crowe, you told him to shut up, huh?
Yeah.
That's the same Russell Crowe that manhandled some guy the other night.
Not going to lay a hand on me. You go ahead, you try and start something with 50 pissed off gay men and gay journalists. Come at me.
Well, I don't want to start anything. I'm just commenting. Let's go back to the lady Linda here. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
One more comment.
You didn't scare me.
Yeah, go ahead, Linda.
I just want to make the comment that you've stated 100 times that you're gay and that you're a journalist, and that's all fine and good, but that does not make you the world's expert on how the rest of us feel about music and needing that outlet at the end of the day. It's not saying, I'm an educated woman. I know about the world events and what's going on around me, but sometimes you just have to be able to escape that because, you know what, dealing with terrorism 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just gets to be a little much.
So you've never had a chopped beet salad, a glass of white wine, and discuss the gay community in Kabul? See, you haven't.
Why would I sit down and discuss the gay people?
Gay people in Kabul.
You
don't know.
But that has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Ma'am, you are talking to a gay man. You're aware of that, right?
Oh, yeah, for the 400th time
you
said
that. No kidding.
Yeah.
Look, all right, I'm a gay man. I had the guts to tell Russell Crowe to get his lousy band off the stage.
If you don't want to listen to Russell Crowe, why don't you stay home in your apartment and have a glass of wine and talk? Some people want to go out and listen.
I got a better idea. Why doesn't Russell Crowe stay home in his apartment and have a beet salad?
Well, obviously there was people there that wanted to listen to him.
My only point to you is,
you can do whatever you want, but you need to leave the children and the church. You have no right to walk into a church and unplug their amps or throw chairs at children.
We had said to that boys' choir, they were practicing for some festival they were going to. I said, no music, no music, no music. Do you remember that movie, Do the Right Thing, with that actor, I forget his name, Phil, the Italian, Danny Aiello? He says, when you come into Sal's Famous Pizzeria, there's no music. No rap, no music, no music. And then he beat the crap out of Radio Raheem's radio. Remember that, Phil?
Yeah, I remember that. What's that got to do with anything?
That is how we felt when we went in and told those kids in that boys' choir, shut up.
But that's
you
not showing courage.
Choir,
that's showing ignorance. That is not showing any courage to be able to tell children not to sing. What kind of courage is that?
No, we told them not to sing, but they went ahead and did it anyway.
Well,
that's
of course, they're children. They're children, and they're practicing for a choir.
They're children. And you busted a chair over the head of a choir director. Two boys were thrown from a choir loft.
Hey, I'm telling you, you mess with the Saddle Up.
Listen, you're not, you don't have courage. You're a coward. You're a coward. That's
Ooh,
all
me?
You are.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God, for the 100th time. Who cares?
All right, Linda.
Nobody cares.
Thank you for your call.
I care. It's sad. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Greg, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this is Greg.
Yes,
there?
Sir.
Hey, what I want to tell this guy is, you know, this is a free country. I should be able to walk into what?
I got to be able to have a conversation without having your bad band.
Walk on by, buddy.
You know?
If you don't like it, walk on by. Don't pay the money to walk in. I paid the money to walk in to listen to that type of music. If you don't like it.
Wait a minute. You paid the money to walk in to listen to what kind of music?
Any club I want to walk into, I go into any church I want to. If I want to listen to the music, I'll listen to it.
Let me ask something. How come most of the people are not dancing in these so-called clubs that are for music?
Well, they're not dancing with me because I'm not there, buddy. I'd be dancing in there.
Nobody can answer that question.
I invite you to come in any club I walk into and I go to. You get up with me and you walk into any club with me you want to and you see the people dancing, buddy. I challenge you.
I'll see the people dancing. About 30% of the people are dancing. The rest of them are sitting and talking, hello.
Okay.
I don't know what club you're walking into,
is
but I walk into a club
right
where there's
a
music.
Is United States citizen?
It's
is that
my
not
right.
Their right?
It's my right to have a conversation.
That's what
and have
that's
a white wine and a beat
the
salad.
The United States Constitution is the backbone
hey,
of
Greg,
this country,
let me tell you something.
Friend.
I got a right to have a white wine and a Caesar salad, and some guy's up there with his bad band. I get to unplug that amp. I want to have a conversation.
Is it your amp? Did you pay for the amp?
I paid to get into
that's
that club.
That's his property.
Hey, look at the two-step, by the way, Greg. Doesn't count as dancing, all right?
Well, two-step. I don't know the two-step.
Yeah, sure.
I know.
So anyway, look, I'm
hey,
a gay man.
Let's talk about it, buddy.
I'm a
talk
gay man and a gay journalist.
If,
all right?
If I can't
if
walk into any country,
step,
I want to walk into.
You walk in any
I'm
country.
A, if I can't walk into any club I want to walk into.
I'm a gay
I
man.
Be, I should be in Afghanistan myself. This is a free country.
This is a free country.
You are the reason.
I'm going to be able to have a conversation at a beet salad with that.
What is it with you and a beet salad?
You're wanting to talk about Afghanistan. If you're in Afghanistan, are they going to beat your behind because you're a gay man or because you're listening to music?
Look at the top. Look at. I'm not talking about Ben and Becky Sue over a pool table. I'm talking about a club.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about being a gay man and a gay journalist.
Then talk about being a gay man and being a gay journalist. What have you ever written? Tell me what you've written.
You know I'm a gay man,
I'm
right?
I'm the biggest reader in the world, my friend. Tell me what you've written.
I write for the Orange County. I wrote, I've been there.
I wrote Double Back. Like you told the other guy, maybe you want to go to school a little bit long and you won't study. You won't stutter too bad.
What are you talking about stuttering? I ain't stuttering, son. What are you doing?
Stutter.
What is? Do
what
that
you
again.
Did?
What kind of problem you got?
Nothing.
I'm
I got
writer,
a problem
okay?
with somebody.
I wrote Double Back. I wrote Time in Hades. I wrote a review of the DeBarge and all them.
DeBarge?
Men at Work.
Who's DeBarge?
Yeah, see, what
you
do you know about
DeBarge,
music, man?
You DeBarge, Men at Work? Big
yeah.
deal.
Okay.
What'd you write?
What did I write? I wrote a thing about it. I wrote a couple things, a couple books.
Okay.
But we're not talking
men at
about
work?
Me
Are
right
they not
now.
A band?
We're talking about
Saddle
Up.
Are they not
up.
A band? Would you not walk into a place and listen to Men at Work?
No, I would not.
Then why are you writing about it?
Because they stink.
They stink.
Look, I'll tell you right now, as a gay man and as a gay...
Well, wait, all right, the gay man and the gay journalist...
What I do agree with is this is your opinion. This is your opinion.
I wrote a book about Judy Garland.
And opinions are just like buttholes, buddy. We all got one.
Yeah, but it depends...
Until you realize that you can't walk into a
place... It depends on what you're putting in it.
And force your opinion on someone else.
Look, I'm sure...
I mean, that's communist.
I got a book
communism.
I got a book you'd be interested in, all right? I wrote a book. It's a biography of Judy Garland.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, man?
No.
All right, okay.
I almost everything, but Judy Garland, this is not it.
That's not your thing?
No, but look, dude, man, just because you're a homosexual,
you
that don't mean jack. That don't mean they give you the right to walk in a place and unplug an amp.
Being a homosexual, I'm the only one with the guts to walk in and unplug. I'm the only guy that had the guts to unplug Russell Crowe. Somebody should have done that years ago.
You unplug what?
You know,
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Oh,
I walked in
and
I unplugged his band.
You have guts. Yeah, you got guts to
That's
be
right.
with the man. That's guts.
That's
it takes
right.
guts.
Yeah, I walked up to Russell Crowe and I said, shut your bad band down. He just about wet his pants.
Oh, bull crap.
Yeah, exactly, bull
All right,
crap.
Listen.
Russell Crowe's a bad man. I appreciate you letting me talk.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, great. I had the guts to shut Russell Crowe down. Actually, that's the only thing he said there that I would applaud. Okay, that's Doug Danger. The Grammys suck. I guess they won't pull the ratings of a Gene Scott broadcast. And they're tomorrow night. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Only guy that ever told Russell Crowe to jam his band right straight up.
Okay, we're back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier. He says that the Grammys are going to bomb and stiff. Nobody's listening to music. They'd much rather talk. That's what everybody's into, right, Doug?
People are in a conversation. They're into conversing and talking. That is what's going on right now. Go to any club, go to any cafe. People are ordering a spinach starter, following it up maybe with some snapper and a wine sauce, and we're talking. We're talking. We're connecting. We're rapping, as we used to say back in the 70s, and I think it's all good. But music, nobody wants to hear that anymore because it's just noise. I'm sitting there. I'm trying to talk about the prospects of a new burgeoning gay community in Kabul, and some guy's playing music. This guy's got, you know, like a band playing in the background. It's got some Sheryl Crow, or I don't know what it is. I don't even recognize. Indigo Girls. And they're gay. That's how far I've gone.
Yeah, you're far gone, all right.
Okay, Phil, you know, your homophobia.
It ain't homophobia.
Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Joe.
Hi, Dan, Mr. Dan Kirk, is it?
It's Doug Danger, ma'am.
Okay.
Used to be Dunkirk. The family name is Dunkirk, and we changed it to Danger because I thought it was a little bit more theatrical and given what I do.
I see. Okay. I think you've got a point. The American people have a very short attention span.
Well, that's what I try to tell that boys' choir. I didn't want to have to hit that choir director with a chair.
Well, I think that's a little extreme, but...
What was, dear?
Hitting a choir director with a chair.
Well,
okay?
But I had told them to shut their choir and all of their screaming pre-queen adolescence down, and they wouldn't do it.
Well, but I think you need to find a way without violence.
Well, that's true, but I could hear them singing some song. Oh, you know what it was? It was
you
a
know,
song.
You got a very good point.
Thank you, Joe.
You need to stick to the point.
The song was that Valderie, Valera, Valera, ha, 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 ha. You know that Happy Wanderer song?
Yes.
And something just snapped inside of me, and I remember the chair. It was a wooden folding chair coming down on top of that choir director's head.
Well, let me just tell you this.
As I wander along with my knapsack on my back, and as soon as I heard knapsack on my back, I thought there was something homophobic about it.
Right.
Like do you hate gays?
Would you like to hear what I have to say?
I do. Well, I want to ask you a question, Joe. Are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not. My son is gay.
Very good. Good for him.
Yes.
Congratulate him for me. And also, because Saddle Up could use you so very desperately.
Well, Joe, go ahead. This is Phil Henry. Say what you wanted to say, dear.
What I want to say is I went to a Christmas party.
You eat beet salad?
A corporate,
will you just let her talk?
Christmas party, which was really disgusting that they would have a party anyway, but we went to the party and there were no managers there, and the next day they laid off 30 people, which was half of their people.
Are they gay?
This is a company. I'm
right,
saying
I know, but were the people gay?
Whatever you need to do.
Who was gay in the party?
Whatever you need to do to keep the focus of the American people, you need to do it.
Well, that's what
because they lose it.
Yeah, that's so true,
and they got to keep focused on what is really happening.
If you mind, hold on for a minute. I'm going to shut the door halfway here, but I wanted to mention to you. Excuse me for a minute. Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I had to. You there, Joe? Joe?
I'm...
Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Are you there, dear?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, I had to use the bathroom.
Well, you got to do what you got
to
do.
That's what the duck said to the man, right?
Okay,
what the girl said to the sailor.
You need to listen, and you need to talk. And I'll tell you, both of my adult children.
All right, Doug, are you?
I'm awfully sorry, Joe. I've got a kidney infection.
Oh, boy. I got two adult children.
Living
in Manhattan.
Your son
dressed up as a woman or?
Living in Manhattan.
Are you all done peeing?
I'm sorry, yeah. What happened?
I don't know. She had two grown children living in Manhattan, and that was it. Get out of here, will
you? You know, I got to go to the bathroom.
Go somewhere else.
Funny how you close a lot of bits like that.
Well, it's a good way to do it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, Doug. Doug Danger, who believes that music is irrelevant. One of the things about the Grammys that I can tell you from experience, I remember when the Grammys were a certifiable joke. I don't know if they are anymore. I don't think they are. I think the Grammys have, for the most part, they are a legitimate ceremony. They're a legitimate recognition of real powerful performers in the music industry. But there was a time not too long ago when they were pretty much a joke. And I ignored the Grammys throughout my entire life. Because while artists like Bob Dylan and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix, etc., were selling tons and tons of records and were setting the world on fire with their music, the Grammys were giving out best new artists to like the Christy Minstrels and Petula Clark. You know what I'm talking about? Just so if you grow up in a culture like that, things suddenly are, you're shocked to turn around one day and hear somebody say, "Are you going to watch the Grammys?" It used to be if somebody said, "Are you going to watch the Grammys?" You'd laugh at them. You would laugh at them. It was a joke. And now people say, "Are you going to watch the Grammys?" And I've never seen the Grammys. What are they like? Well, they're really good because the bands that they have are actually, a fairly representative sampling of what's happening in music. Well, you could have fooled me. Because it was never like that. I would say up until about the mid to late 1980s. It was, you're talking about a period of time that created some of the greatest music we've ever heard, and they're giving out the Best New Artist of the Year award to Bobby Goldsboro. I don't know, It would be akin to now giving out Best New Artist awards to Little Romeo. You know what I'm saying? So I still don't know whether I'm going to watch the Grammys tomorrow night, but that's just because I'm just an old fool. Speaking of Russell Crowe, I'll tell you about this coming up, but apparently he got pushy with someone, and it was because they cut his speech at the British Academy Awards, and, Russell Crowe, and we just hang on every word that he has to say. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, our CD, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD, Bring It, is available for purchase on our website, philhenryshow.com. If you buy our Best of the Year 2001 CD, you can rest assured that the money is going to My Friend's Place, which is a wonderful charity set up to help troubled youth in Hollywood. And the CD's only $20, and all of the money goes to My Friend's Place. We don't keep any of it. $20, $3.50 for shipping and handling. And after we make our production cost on it, all of the money goes to My Friend's Place. We don't keep any for profit. So it's a great gift for whatever time of the year you're talking about. You can order it now and keep it for later, or just have it to give to somebody right now. The CD's called Bring It, and it's only $20, and it's on our website, philhenryshow.com, or you can order it at 1-877-616-7445. That's 1-877-616-7445. That's the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2001. It's called Bring It. And the money goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for kids in Hollywood. And don't forget our website. You need $6.95 to become a Backstage Pass member. But we will be, as the months and as the weeks and the months roll on, we're going to be rolling out some great stuff on our website. Look up our website, philhenryshow.com. Become a Backstage Pass member and get all of that great audio. Phil Henry Show.